extremely useful and respects the environment. And that's the third reason that France is committed alongside you to work with this. And that's the third reason that France is committed alongside you to work with this. This greening of humanitarian action and the use of sustainable energies cannot be done. This greening of humanitarian action and the use of sustainable energies cannot be done on the fly. We need to really think about it and apply a humanitarian strategy. And from our point of view, it's essential. That we take into account the issues from the very beginning, from the very conception of humanitarian operation, involving development actors who are experienced operations, and knowledgeable on the subject and working with agencies and development banks. And so we need to also adapt to the needs of the refugees. That's why we have decided to integrate the green response to our humanitarian assistance, and that's why we support the UNHCR's energy humanitarian assistance, and that's why we support the UNHCR's energy strategy in the Sahel, and our development actors have a number of projects that were submitted. And that's why several French NGOs are working in the field on this. We will hear from Electriciens Sans Frontières, Electricians Without Borders. And so we have more and more organizations from Electriciens Sans Frontières, Electricians Without Borders. And so we have more and more organizations from the private sector, who are working to benefit refugees and the host communities.